Good evening. Welcome to SheerEnjoyment.com. I want to begin by thanking our host, Jake Weinman, thanking our technical director, Mitch Green, of course, cover to the Rabbanim, the Choshele Rabbanim, who make this possible, who put themselves out for the Tzibur, namely Rabbi Mayevsky, Rabbi Dubin, the Rabbis Platzkers, and many, many others. A special thank you to all of them. I want to thank our sponsor for tonight, has dedicated the Shul Zeche Uli Nishmas Manish Yitzchak Ben Aryeh. May his neshama have an aliyah. And of course, our thoughts, our tefillos, are directed to Acheinu Bnei Yisrael, who are in a very difficult matzav, especially the hostages. May Hashem be with them. May Hashem give them chizuk, encouragement, until we can rescue them. Our chayolim, brave chayolim, will Yitz Hashem be successful in bringing them home to their families and to the chayolim, to the chayolim, those that have been injured, war and battle. May they have a refuah shalema b'korah. May Hashem protect every single one of them as a moser nefesh for us. And we have to do our part and be extra nizhar and tefillah and chesed. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu should protect them, Eretz Yisrael, Jews all over the world who are in danger from terrible expressions of hate and violence. Hashem Yirachem, and may the learning that we do now and we do the whole day and our chesed should be a zechus for them all. Tonight is Parshas, this is the week of Parshas Chayei Sara. This is the week of Shiduchim. This is very, I mean, I was a Talmud in Yeshiva Tor HaVadas, a member of my Rebbe, Rav Parmas, Zechonon Levracha, Zechatzak Levracha. He'd give a shmooze on Friday. He'd give a shmooze on the parsha, in Yonim of the parsha. And Friday, he always spoke about Shiduchim. And, you know, the whole year, you know, there was a very nice Talmidim of the yeshiva. And then it became, I don't know how it happened. People would come from the community. I live in Brooklyn, in Flatbush, Borough Park. People would come on Friday to join the shir and hear the words of Machshav and Drush from the Rashiva of Avraham Pan, Zecher Tzadik Livracha. But on Erev Shabbos, Parshas Chayei Sara, it was packed, standing room only. Everyone came. It became a very big thing where Pan would speak about the topic of Shiduchim. When we go through the Parshios, we come to an Inyan Shiduchim, or elaborates into very great detail. Chazal say, Yofa sichosan shal adei ovois, Yosef mitarofen shal banim. Eliezer probably repeats the story of Eliezer and Avraham in such detail, such incredible detail. Every single nuance, every single word, every expression is filled with concepts of dealing with this very difficult topic called Shiduchim. And certainly when we learn it, L'Shem Shemayim, with Yer Shemayim, it certainly brings down a shefa of bracha for all those young people who are seeking their bashert, and the parents who are anxious sometimes to see their children happy, married to their bashert, raising and building beautiful mishpachas. May this parsha that we go through may open up the heavens and bring special siyata d'shmaya in this matter. We have three of us, Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, four imois, daughter Rivka, Rachel, and Leah. Torah tells us a lot about their relationship. Last week, the week before, we learned a lot about Avraham and Sarah. We learned how they traveled together. Rashi tells us Avraham was Megayer Hanoshim, Soda Megayeres Hanoshim. We learned their encounter with Paro and Avimelech, where Avraham says to his wife, please, please tell Paro that you are my sister. And last week, Avraham says to Sarah, this time, I'm not giving you a choice. Shaloi b'toiva, Rashi says. You have no choice. You must say that you are my sister. The danger is too great. We see there, you can analyze the conversation. We also learn back in Parashas Lech Lecha, Ata yadadik yishu yifas mara'ot. Now I know that you are a beautiful woman. Until this point in time, it's shocking. Avraham Avinu did not know that she was an Isha Yifas Mare. So there's quite a bit of discussion about this. How could that be? Avraham Avinu was married to her for so many years, and only now he understands this. Rashi says a comment, and other commentators say comments, and everything is subject to interpretation. There's a lot to discuss. But let me ask a simple question. Did Avraham like Sarah? Did Avraham have a chiva to Sarah? Or was their marriage a business relationship? Avraham, he took care of the men. Sarah took care of the women. Was there romance between Avraham and Sarah? The Torah doesn't seem to say anything about their romantic relationship. There is basically nothing. There is no discussion. In this week's Parsha, Parshas Chayei Sarah, at the end of the story, when Yitzchak meets Rivka, it doesn't say that he loved her when he first met her. It doesn't say there was love at first sight. It says that he took her into his home, married her, very seemingly cold relationship. Then after he brought her into his home and they were married, and the miracles that he witnessed by his mother, that the Neiros remained lit from week to week, and other miracles, they returned. And then it says, Vaye'e Hovel. And then Yitzchak came to love Rivka. It was not love at first sight. The pasuk is very clear, but the love, the romance came after they were married. We go to Rachel and Leah in Parshas Ayetze. Parshas, fast forward. Not up to that parsha yet. It says that when Yaakov Avinu saw Rachel, he kissed her. I mean, you know, what's there more to say? And when he spoke to Lavan, he said, "I want to marry her." It says in the pasuk, the Ene LeYaakov. It says that Vayehav Yaakov LeRachel. Yaakov loved Rachel. And Leah, not so much. The Ene Leah Rakos, Chazal say that she cried. She cried because she realized that it was meant to be for her that she was going to marry Esav. And in fact, when she named her children, when Leah had children, she said, she called Shimon. Shimon. She called her first child, Reuven, that Hashem saw that I was hated. Hashem saw Kisinua Anoichi. Hashem Reuven, the name Reuven means Hashem witnessed. What did Hashem witness? Hashem saw that I was hated. So Hashem went out of his way to make it that I will give birth to the Bechor of Klal Yisrael, to Reuven. I mean, what more do we want to say than that? It seems that the relationship wasn't so great. Later, after she had three children, Hapam Yilove Ishialai, now the romance is getting a little bit warmer. Now my husband will be joined to me. And when she had Yehuda Hapam Oides Hashem, Chazal say, was the Ikeres Habayis to a certain degree, because ultimately she had six children. She brought forth the majority of Klal Yisrael. Yaakov is buried with Leah. She was the Ikeres Habayis. The relationship developed. It took much, much longer. But I think it's fair to say that there was a closeness that lasts for Nitzchias forever. So let's review what we've mentioned. We have Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. They're all brought forth Klal Yisrael. And we're discussing here their relationship and their marriage. Yaakov would seem to be Yaakov and Rachel would seem to be the ideal marriage. Love at first sight. The second on the list, I would say, would be Yitzchak and Rivka. It took time. It was not, there's no mention of any chiba, any love at their first meeting. But after they were married, after Yitzchak took Rivka into his home, then it says, Vayehovel, he loved her. Third is Yaakov and Leah. Yaakov didn't want to marry Leah. He married her. She was hated. She had a first child. Second child, Levi, Apam Yilove Yishelai, Yehuda, Apam Oydev Hashem. She was happy. It seems that there was some change in their relationship. Pesukim emphasize the names of the children relating to her relationship with her husband. It eventually softened up. But what about Avraham and Sarah? Nothing. Nothing. And here we are in Parshas Chaye Sarah. We're focusing what would appear to be the ideal zivug in Klal Yisrael, the model, the paradigm. Why? Why is this the paradigm? Why is this the model for Klal Yisrael? Shouldn't we focus on Yaakov and Rachel? Do you want to focus on how a marriage develops? You want to go to the other extreme and say that some will tell you that, you know, a person shouldn't focus on feelings in the beginning. Feelings come later in life. Then we should focus on Yaakov and Leah. Yitzchak and Rivka are somewhere in the middle, and certainly Avraham and Sarah, I mean, it doesn't say anything about them. What are we supposed to focus on? I'd like to suggest an idea, very simple idea, which tells us why Parashas Chaye Sarah is the Parsha of Shidduchim. In the beginning of the parsha, we start off with a very sad event. The Patira of Sarah Imenu. Terrible thing. It's the first one of our Avos, Imois, seven founding, I don't know what's the correct word, matriarchs. What is the plural? I'm not sure. But our matriarch, Sarah Imenu, the founder of Klal Yisrael, passes away. And we have this agonizing story where Avraham Avinu has to beg, humiliate himself, and pay an enormous amount of money to purchase a grave for his wife. It's a horrible, horrible story. It's a painful story. How could it be the greatest of the great? Avraham Avinu has to humiliate himself to Ephron. How is it that Sarah died after the climax of the Akedah when she heard that her child almost was slaughtered? How could this all possibly be? And I think there's something very important that we should not forget to overlook, which really serves as the hakdama to the story of Shidduchim. A few words in the parsha. Vayavoy Avraham came lispoid lisarah, to eulogize Sarah, the liv kaisa, and to cry for her. The only one of the avos and the imois where it says that a spouse cried for the other is Avraham and Sarah. It doesn't say anywhere that Yitzchak cried when Rivka died. It doesn't say anywhere that Yaakov cried when Rachel died. Rachel died. Yaakov buried her on the road. Ba'od kiras eretz lovo yafrasa beis lechem. Doesn't say that Yaakov cried. Yaakov being the one who loved Rachel and kissed her. There's no doubt he certainly cried when she passed away. But the Torah doesn't tell us this. It leaves this to itself understood. The Torah doesn't emphasize it. Not by Yaakov, Rachel, and Leah, not by Yitzchak and Rivka. The only one it says that there was crying, the tsar, over their patira, their death, was Avraham, upon the passing of Sarah. You don't cry for a person you don't love. And crying is an indication that the love was intense, was not just intense, was super intense, beyond our comprehension. We started off with the question that it would seem that the relationship between Avram and Sarah was a business relationship. Avram megayres ho'anoshim, the son megayres anoshim. Just the opposite. The most intense chiba in the marriage and the Torah was Avraham and Sarah, because it is the only marriage in where the Torah tells us that when Sarah died, her husband cried. He could only cry. The crying was only as much as there was a loss, there was a chiba. Parshas Hayisara, we think, we're coming to, we have to get past the first Aliyah. The first Aliyah is just, you know, a warm-up to the Parsha. And when we come to the Sugya of Shaduchim, it's when we get into the second Aliyah, the story of Avram and Eliezer. You know where the intensity of the Parsha of Shaduchim begins? The very first Aliyah. V'ayu yimei chayei sara mea shana v'eshen shana v'sheva shanim shnei chayei sara v'atom osa v'kir sara v'hi chavren v'yavoy Avraham l'spoid l'sara. They live, Kaisa. That says it all. That chiba, which brought Avraham Avinu to cry and for the Torah to go out of its way and make it known, that speaks volumes of the relationship of Avraham and Sarah. And that is what served as a model for Yitzchak. It's now when Yitzchak first comprehended what is a marriage, what is the chiba of ish v'ishtoi. When Yitzchak saw the patira of Sarah, and he saw how his father cried, that was a game changer in his outlook, his attitude, his focus of what marriage is all about. That is the opening of the Parsha of Shaduchim. Doesn't have to say that there was love and there was romance, but the tears that Avram shed are a revelation that taught the world Parshas Chayitzara is the Parsha of Shaduchim. May the Ribbono Shel Olam bring all those who need, who want, and should want a Shidduch very soon, and when we merit to witness Od Neshama Ba'ore Yehuda V'chutzah Yerushalayim Kol Sotzon V'kol Simcha Kol Chosin Kol Kala Kol Mitzalif Chassanim Chupasam U'Ne'odim Mimishtein Meginasam. Thank you for listening. We have a wonderful week ahead. May we all hear B'Seiros Toivos Yeshua Tzenechumis. Good night.